The Indians look for a second straight win in Detroit, and they make it a tough Sunday afternoon for Justin Verlander.
Power, the 2-2, swinging a line drive, right field, deep, trouble, gone. He got the curveball, and he did not miss it. The ninth pitch of the at-bat, a two-run shot for Lonnie Chisenhall, his 11th home run of the year, gives the Indians a 2-0 lead. The 1-2. Swing a line drive deep down the right field line in the corner and gone. Whoa. Jose Ramirez hits his second home run of the series. Santana batting lefty against the righty, the 3-2. Swing a line drive to the gap in right center field, and that's going to bring home a run. Chisenhall will easily score, and Santana will cruise into second with an RBI double. And just like that, it's 4-0 Indians, close to the plate. The 2-2, swing line drive, base hit into right. Lindor in, stopping at second is Brantley. That'll 5-1 Indians. The 2-0, swing the fly ball, right field. This one's deep, this one's trouble, and this one's gone. Jose Ramirez with his second home run in as many innings. It's a three-run home run.
Ramirez finishes 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs and 4 runs scored. Cleveland wins 11-8. The Indians survive a 6-run ninth inning from the Tigers to win for the 4th time in 5 games, and Justin Verlander's streak of 331 consecutive starts with at least 1 strikeout comes to an end. After Detroit's ninth inning rally falls short, the Tigers fall to 36-45 on the year. Here's their manager, Brad Ausmus.
Obviously not a good day for him. He's had a little trouble against the Indians. The command wasn't there out of the gate. And then the homers didn't help, so it just wasn't a good day for him.
How much did the 36-pitch second inning hurt him?
It takes its toll, and there's no question. You got to throw that many pitches in an inning, and it takes its toll on the defense, too, when you have to stand out there. So, not a Verlander-esque outing, but we'll keep grinding away.
Considering what was at stake and that Verlander was on the mound, the opportunity to win a series against the team you're chasing, what's the level of disappointment in your mind just over this?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a lost opportunity. There's no question about that. But again, at this point, we can't do anything about it. We'll just look to Tuesday.
Did you feel like your offense missed the opportunities against Clevinger in the first and third?
In the first, we did. You know, we had the bases loaded. That was we couldn't break through. And really, we didn't do much offensively till the end of the game.
You were searching for that bullpen, weren't you? I mean, you need some outs. You're searching for guys to get those outs. What's your feeling? What's a manager go through when you're just watching guys not be able to do the job on this day?
It's not about any particular player or aspect of our team. It's we play as a team. We win and lose as a team. Different days, it's different parts of the team perform well and different parts of the team struggle. So today we didn't pitch great. We didn't hit great early, but we silver lining, we made a charge in the last inning. Certainly didn't fold up shop and quit.
What does that rank as performances you've seen from JV? I mean, it snapped a streak of 331 games in which he had registered at least a strikeout.
I'm not really sure. He had a rough outing against the Indians earlier. I'm not really concerned about where it ranks. I'm more concerned about getting JV back to where he normally is.
How do you do that?
It's just you work at it. He goes to the bullpen. You throw your pitches. You work your grips. You tweak the mechanics, and that's what he does. It's not lack of effort. He does that on a weekly basis. He's as voracious a worker as you'll find when it comes to his bullpen work ethic.
Second guessing is so darn easy, especially in this game. But was there any consideration to just giving Ramirez the free pass with runners at second and third and an open base and a 2-0 count on him before he went yard?
No, because I got a guy named Chisenhall who also hits 300 behind him and also went deep today. So I know you love to second guess after something bad happens, but easily could have been a grand slam too. And then you wouldn't be second guessing. So I don't really buy into that. Ramirez is having a great year. He had a good day. But Chisenhall's having a pretty darn good year, too, and he's kind of protecting him right behind him.
Even the best of the best get caught up in sometimes the mental aspect of the game. Do you think for JV there's anything about the Indians that are a little bit inside his head at this point?
No, I mean, that's a better question for him. He's pitched under extremely big circumstances, big games. I'd be surprised if it affects him that way. I think guys like him with the ability and the resume – like he has, I think when they step on the mound, they feel like they're going to win.
The Tigers are now off until Tuesday when they welcome in the San Francisco Giants. Daniel Norris will start the series opener.